Taz and AJ News.
Fight.
All right, clearly not a lot of news today.
Nope.
Which is good. The Sound Tigers changed their name.
Oh, yeah.
To Bridgeport Islanders.
Huh.
It's about time.
There you go, see? Call what it is.
What's the problem?
Nothing.
What's the problem now?
Nothing.
Nothing. I heard you falling off a building.
Oh.
Or was that a siren?
Oh. Maybe I'm missing the Islanders part. Where does that make sense?
Because they're
owned by the Islanders, the New York Islanders.
Oh, well, see, I told you I was missing something.
Yes,
you were.
Yeah.
That space you between your ears.
I don't do sports.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. So that's good.
Yes.
We have the Bridgeport Islanders. So now we have the Islanders playing here.
See?
In Connecticut.
Done.
Very exciting. All right. So we've been talking to our dating lady here, Karina Alexander, about the top five things women need to know about their online dating profile. Don't be a Debbie Downer. Don't try too hard. Be honest but mysterious. Keep it classy. No risque photos or texts. And number one, photos are the most important thing. And then, Ashley, what's your problem?
Well, this is my problem. So photos are the most important thing. However, if you have to decide what you want to put in this world.
Start
what
with the
image
headline.
You want to.
What is your problem?
You should not ever get professional photos or a makeover done just for your dating profile. Never, ever. Because that does not... It's not good expectations. You set the bar high. You set the bar here or there. And it's...
Ashley doesn't want to work too hard during this.
Right.
No, you should never do that. That goes into your point about expecting one thing and receiving another. First of all, that costs money. Second of all, that's time. And that's just unrealistic.
Okay, hold it. To it. Right.
Unrealistic
was third.
No. Right.
Money and time.
Money and time. And then unrealistic, yes.
I'm looking for the man I'm going to spend the rest of my life with.
Nope.
The hell if I spend any time getting ready for my ad.
Right.
Minimal effort on my part.
This is my ad.
Right. No, you're setting unrealistic expectations.
You are putting yourself on the market.
So you're saying, I want to let myself go as soon as he's with me.
No, but don't. Professional photos? Absolutely not.
Hey, Ashley, when you try to sell your house, don't do any staging. Don't paint the house.
Don't mow the lawn.
Don't do any of that.
Don't get it ready.
It's unrealistic.
And it's time
it's not what
money.
The house looks like when it's being used.
She mad. If she could stab me with this.
Yeah, I absolutely would. You're right.
But then
right.
I just.
How dare you have logic?
I'm trying to help the guys here.
Let's let the expert speak.
Yeah, I really think you should look your best during, in your online dating profile, but also
why
on
are
your
you
dates.
Puckering your lips?
Not even listening.
I think you always should look your best. I don't think you should let yourself go.
Katrina, I'm sorry. Hold on. I think she's holding her breath and pouting.
Why are you getting up and doing
she's holding? She's literally holding her breath.
Looking your best and professional level is a whole nother level. That is not your best. If you're going to go out on a Friday night to a bar with your man or whatever, you're not going to go get professional makeup done for that event. You're going to do it yourself. You can't get professional makeup.
I think a lot of women do on Saturday night dates because, as you know, I talk about the Saturday night date thing. A lot of women will do it if they have the money.
You're just saying you don't.
They'll go to a beauty counter in the afternoon, get a blow dry. Or they learn how to makeup magic on their own. They learn little tricks to look really good. I actually really believe this is important, and I think it's important even in a long-term relationship.
Why are you doing interpretive dance on that side of the room?
Yoga poses.
What's I think you want to keep
she's
your man
been
happy.
More athletic here
right.
near the microphone than she has all week long.
Like three field goals were just kicked.
Yeah.
She's jumping up and down. She's moving like she's in karate class or aerobics.
You don't have to put her in a spin class. Just make her listen to something she disagrees with.
She did the crane before from Karate Kids.
Yeah. She did. You're talking to somebody who wears makeup every single day. I do like to look my best. I like to put my best foot forward, but I...
Use your trip over it. Your foot.
Your best foot.
And then she trips over it or gets caught in the car door.
My point
it's in
is
her mouth.
Something right. to boom, the boom. Professional level is unrealistic.
I don't think it's unrealistic because it's not a crazy amount of money. I know photographers that can do it for $100, $150. You can get some really good photos. You can go to Ulta or Sephora, get a makeover with purchase of $50.
Can't even think of Jay Crow. Right. You ever see someone go to fight and they're trying to take their coat off, and then they get stuck in it, and now they're fighting to get the coat off?
Like they're drunk? Yeah.
Jesus.
Right. Looking out the window now at the woods.
And I just, like I said, I think it's important to look good for your man, even when you're in a relationship.
Ashley,
now her back is to you.
Try not to scream.
My back is to you.
And also women's, I mean, 150, I'm just quoting that because I heard that from a recent photographer I met who was actually pretty talented. Women spend $150 on, you know, lattes or drinks, you know. It's worth it for a nice photo.
Well, I want men then to take professional photos, like with a puppy or something.
Well, Matt, yeah, we know, I mean, men are a different animal, as we know.
Yeah, we pee
everything
indoors.
To be equal.
Yeah, we pee outdoors.
No,
no, they're not equal. It's not equal, though. And men...
it's not equal.
Women don't care as much about the photos. I mean, I have to say, women care about photos, but we're not as visual as men. I mean, I can't even attest to that personally. I would give a guy who's not super hot a chance, because maybe I'll fall in love between the ears. Maybe he'll make me laugh.
Why are you making bad face?
I mean, I know a lot of women that are like me. We want to be attracted, but it doesn't have to be someone who
I think
we're
you've done
crazy.
You've done a very good job of making your point.
Me?
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah. Oh, she's complete.
Oh, she's
on
mad.
10
she's
on
mad
a 10 scale of bat ass crazy right now.
Yep.
She's uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sit, stand, clothes on, off, doesn't know.
The only thing I would side with Ashley on here is that mm-hmm. women really don't have to work that hard. Guys are like, meh, you look pretty good. You know?
Yeah.
She has no to
I'm
say.
Not sure. Do you know what women look like? Do you know what we look like without makeup, though?
Oh, no. You got to have makeup on.
Ashley should do a side-by-side.
I mean,
no!
Before
no,
and after.
It's not like we're ugly without makeup, but we look tired. You know, you'd rather see us in makeup. I mean,
yes.
I'm just saying it.
But it doesn't
is.
Have to
I'm
be
not...
by a professional.
Without makeup, they can be very pretty.
No, but I think for you.
What
are you saying?
The yellow light mean?
Which one
from Taxi all of a sudden?
They're really good at doing their own makeup. I have friends that can put false eyelashes on. They look beautiful. They do their own.
But
I'm just saying, if you're not great at doing it, I would pay somebody.
How old are you? I think she's an app.
Oh my
All right,
God,
so you're
you
just saying, Ashley, you're just saying it doesn't have to be done by a professional.
Right.
No, she's saying this doesn't apply to her because
no.
she's so good at it
no,
already.
No, that's not
that's what
I'm
you
saying.
Just
damn
said.
It.
I do it at home.
Every woman should do it at home and not. Well, what are you going to spend $200 for? For
gonna,
photos that are not going to work, you're going to get jerks anyway.
Anybody else
can I tell
no,
you?
No, that's not the way to look at it. Because there are good guys out there online. There
I got a good guy. I didn't use online dating profile. Not one.
It worked for me.
Know,
it worked for everyone this way.
Stop right here.
She's a rabbit
Stop
trap.
Right here.
I'm just saying it's an example.
What she just said. Mm-hmm. I got a good guy, and I didn't have to try.
No.
That,
that's
no.
not what I said.
Hold it.
That is not what I said.
When you were interviewing for the job, you spoke to Pam, and the one thing she said she didn't like about you, the one thing.
Everything?
Was somehow she's having a conversation with you, and she said something about having a hard time finding a guy, and you go, I never have trouble finding a man.
I don't think I said that.
That's why I should punch her out.
I don't think I said that.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
Just don't get professional photos done. Don't do it. Don't do it.
So maybe Ashley's lucky, honestly, but a lot of women I work with aren't. You know, they're not as lucky as you to find the guy, a good guy.
Not everyone is as fortunate as
Yeah. It's true. It's really true.
That's
so.
Not what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Just be normal and do it at home.
You know,
in your
be cool.
house.
If, like, she was like a parakeet, you just put a towel over the cage, she falls asleep.
That's what we need. We need to put her in a cage and just put the towel over when she All gets right. excited.
Done.
I'm just saying it's unrealistic expectations. I'm on your side, guys.
You mean girls?
No, guys! Guys! Because then they get an unrealistic expectation of what they're looking for.
Oh, you're doing all this for the men.
Show up, and they go,
yeah,
okay. Huh?
That microphone is so wet right now. I bet you're more spitting into
Sorry.
It.
You're doing it for the right man. You want to? I think women should make their men happy, and maybe that sounds sexist, but I think it's true. And women argue with me about it, but I think women should look good. Men are visual. I can't fuck alive in a relationship.
Get the towel.
Today's video.
Get the towel.
It's going to be just a montage.
That's not what I'm
of
saying.
Her antics.
Get the towel. Put the towel over her. Oh, she goes.
Oh, my God. If you're watching this, Chesney J. Kino, Twitch TV, holy smokes.
Have you ever seen a dolphin on its tail go back underwater?
Yeah,
that's what just happened.
Usually you throw it a fish.
It does look like she's doing weird tricks.
Yes.
Jumping out of the water.
Right.
Well, if this way of talking to the mic is not working, maybe I'll try this way.
Has arguing like this ever worked for you in your life anywhere?
People just think I'm crazy and walk away and I win.
All right.
No, that's not a win.
That makes sense.
I'm guessing the taser would be pretty cool right now.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you just say that may work for some people? That's not what I do.
It's just dating etiquette for people who need help.
Listen.
You don't need the help.
I'll show you help. This is not the way you get the help.
No, you need a different
don't
kind of help.
Don't do this.
All right, you need professional help.
What just happened?
What was that sound? That was someone stumbling.
I was waiting for her to pound her fist with a bad finger on the counter.
It was close.
It really hurts right now.
She almost hit her laptop a couple times.
Yeah.
Aww.
Okay, well, thank you for coming on.
It's been fun.
You're welcome.
It's been fun. Thank you.
I agree with you. If you could, you know, not everyone can do perfect makeup. So if you can't,
right,
have someone do it.
Grab
doesn't
that
necessarily
roller,
need
it
to be someone from, you know. Like a,
they're not gonna be
what is going on with you? Are you sweaty right now? Are you,
yes.
Like trying to get your underwear to peel off your skin? Why are you acting like you're on a horse that's like falling down a hill?
Because I feel like no one is hearing me.
I'm sorry.
Maybe if I communicated through some other way.
Interpretive dance?
Because if that girl, that gets
first
professional
of all, it's
photos.
The tone. It's the tone.
Yeah.
If that girl.
Better.
That gets professional photos taken and professional makeup doesn't present that every day or even on special occasions, it leads to unrealistic expectations.
Karina, would you agree that
so.
you would just post different pictures? And the thumbnail picture is the one in the makeup. And then there's pictures of you doing different things.
Like right,
if you're
like
into tennis, it's you playing tennis.
Or going to see a psychiatrist like Ashley.
That would be a great picture.
That'd be very accurate.
Right. She's on the therapy couch.
Right.
No, I wouldn't. Well, I wouldn't post that one. But
are you sure?
Yeah.
No false advertising here.
Hold
no,
on. What's going on here?
No therapy, and you know, we don't talk about therapy in the beginning. You know,
Jeff and Rocky Hill.
Hey, I was just listening, and I don't know why Ashley's getting so flipped out. They're like, girls go and get their photo shoots done all the time to make them feel like good about themselves.
Yeah,
I'm so going to do it for my engagement, but like not some random dating profile. You need to present yourself as an every day. What is this person going to see every day?
Hold on. Are you going to have someone do your makeup on your wedding day?
Of course. For a
Stop.
Wedding.
Okay.
Wedding.
What? And why is that? Just answer the question. Don't get into your story.
Women.
Wait. No. Why? Why are you going to have someone do your makeup on your wedding day? Is it because you're going to be taking pictures want to look your best? Yes. Yes.
It is a wedding.
Not a wedding. A wedding.
You have to widen your eyes when you say wedding. It
That's
is
right.
a wedding.
Wedding.
Somewhere a psychiatrist couch waiting for her.
No, she's not doing the math.
No.
Right? So she'll have someone do it on her wedding day because it's important. She wants to look good in the pictures.
Right. Now she's
potentially meeting that person in the first place, not as important.
Right.
The online dating profile leads to...
You're not moving the ball down the field.
No.
We've heard you a million times.
Yep.
Now she's got the begging otter hands.
Right.
Well, see, I thought it was the mouse holding cheese.
Yeah. Same thing.
That thing.
Cheese.
Jesus.
Jeez. And down she goes. Down goes Frasier. Down goes Frasier.
Does anyone have a headache?
Yes.
My finger hurts.
Only the last half hour.
All right. One more, then we're going to go here. Chris in Simsbury.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Okay, I have to agree with Ashley. First of all, disclaimer, I'm happily married. But
right,
if I was ever single on a dating site, I would like to see a woman more of a natural makeup, not over the top.
Thank you.
She wasn't saying over-the-top makeup. She was just saying having a...
Can I tell you...
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Can I say something, though? A lot of the women I talk to, they want Brad Pitt. They want George Clooney. They want Prince Harry. I mean, he's married, but they want really hot guys. So
they're unicorns. I mean, they want a unicorn. We're just talking about
this. If they want a unicorn, they have to be a unicorn.
You do the chicken dance now?
I mean,
very sweaty.
So many women that want this.
That's a good dating profile.
If you want a unicorn, you have to be a unicorn. And I think everyone wants that unicorn, you know?
Yes.
So I think you have to put your best. And you know, and there are different types. Some guys would rather have the natural look, but that's fine. You know, but the majority of men, I think, are looking for the hot girl.
Okay, we're gonna go.
But is she gonna wake up with all that makeup on?
No, of course not.
No, the pillow will.
Yeah,
yep.
So that's why a person like me would want a woman with a natural look, not over the top makeup. Okay, in the morning when she gets up, sure, every girl puts on some makeup. It's natural and nice, you know, but over the top is too much.
I know what she's saying.
Top.
She's
I just
not
said
saying
that looks
to put,
good
paint
a
new face on.
No.
Like clown face.
No.
I think classy.
She's saying have someone do it who knows how to do it, who can bring out your features.
Accentuate the best parts.
Do you want to paint the room or do you want to have a professional paint the room and the trim so it looks like a professional did it?
I want number two there.
Right. Okay.
Whew. All right. So
all right. Thank you.
How's the rest of the house?
Thank you, Chris.
The attic is crazy.
And Karina, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was fun. I like to argue.
Wow, you were very nice during the whole thing.
Yeah, no shortage.
Someone else is just drenched in sweat right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You have the windows fog behind her.
He's been getting a shoulder workout with all the arm movements.
It's going to be sore tomorrow. Like, yeah. I don't remember working out.
Yeah.
I need a fan.
You have a big one right there in the room.
As soon as... Yep. Next.
All right.
What do we got here? Some pre-dumbass news fighting, agreeing. Some lingering effects of the tornado that just struck the 9 o'clock break. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox.
Yeah, I guess we could call them gawkers to that trauma.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. Dumbass news in just a few minutes. What a Florida man was caught doing to a tree.
Aha.
Elizabeth in North Haven.
Yes, I completely agree with Ashley on this one.
Stop doing the jumping up and down.
Is there something stuck in your throat?
Seriously.
I mean, I agree with what she's saying. I can't do makeup or hair. So to go out and take a picture with my makeup and my hair done is, like she's saying, false advertisement. Because if I can't do it myself, how am I supposed to do it on a date and then look like that every day?
Thank you.
For somebody.
Are you married?
No, but I have a long-term boyfriend.
Good. That's good.
Like Elise.
All right. Where'd you guys meet?
So I think... mutual friends.
Okay. Well, you did it, you know, that's nice and easy.
You did it
nice
your way.
And easy.
Is that rough?
Nice.
Yes, but I see where she's coming from. If you show up and you're looking like a 10,
no,
yes,
but
you
now
look
you,
like a
now
10.
Now we have two people who have never been on a dating site telling women how to do it on a dating site when they had completely different experiences.
It would look
You
fake.
Didn't have to go on a dating site, Ashley. And Elizabeth, you didn't have to go on a dating site.
I've been on dating sites.
What?
I've done the dating site thing.
Okay.
I've done the dating site thing for a while.
Did you find your guy there? I don't know why now I'm mad about this,
right?
The hell with you all.
Right.
Chaz, it would look fake. If you were scrolling and saw like a girl on the beach sitting on a rock, like it's a professional. It doesn't, that's fake.
Can I tell you that Jennifer for our wedding had her makeup done by a professional? Okay.
For a wedding.
But you would not
different.
Know.
That's a special occasion.
You would not know that she even had makeup on. It was so well done. That's the point. You're picturing like some person from the 70s with
glamour shots.
Right. Like just
with
overdone,
eyes,
almost clown-like.
Right.
This isn't. No, it's just. Ugh.
Right.
No, I'm not picturing any clouds.
Let me do it the right way.
Do it.
There we go.
Elizabeth, do you ever wash your car?
Don't. He's just asking you
all
for a trap,
yes.
Elizabeth.
Go ahead, Phil.
Don't fall for it.
You can't have it washed every day. But if you were going to take a picture of it, you'd pick it on a day where it was just washed, wouldn't you?
Yes. And when you're buying a car, don't you want it to roll out of the parking lot detailed?
It's the same thing. Right. You're going to put the best foot forward.
Right. Plus, I make sure I have low mileage.
Ashley thinks if she yells through the soundproof glass, you'll hear her better than if she talks into the microphone.
But once you buy the car, you're not washing it every day. You're not vacuuming it every day. And then when you're, like, picking up your friends, they see what it looks like every day. And that's what they're going to see.
Actually, I wash it all the time, so you can't
go It's the same with the person.
Exactly.
I detail my car
Don't
all the
listen
time,
to so Phil and his smart tricks. He's just tricking you.
Remember when dumbass
because
used to happen?
Because there's guys who are trying to put good old
this is dumbass news. We just haven't done the sounder yet.
Hang on a second.
Yeah. I'm with Elizabeth on this one. And I'm getting a lot of flooding of text messages and other things.
Saying shut up?
What other things?
It's all saying shut up?
I agree with you. As guys, we want to know what you look like in your normal life, not made up for frickin' photo shoot.
That is not the point!
That's
you are missing the point!
That's my point, Philip.
This is not Halloween makeup.
I've been on the dating site. And I've met guys who look nothing like the profile picture. And I turn around and I'm like, oh, I'm out of your bike.
Exactly. You don't want to. It's false expectations. It's all about expectations.
It's makeup.
It is.
It's makeup. It's not a thinning app.
All right.
You
fine.
Mean false it's pretenses. Expectations are a whole different thing.
Regarding weight.
No, we're not getting off on that.
I'm just saying.
No,
it's
talking
managing
about makeup.
Expectations.
No, dumbass news.
That's
good.
Exactly. It's a dating app. If they want to if they want to date me for what I look like,
he's crying for dumbass
what
news.
I look like every day.
The guy with the floor
yes.
the tree.
Well done. Well said, Elizabeth.
Yes. Because I'm not going to wake up with perfect hair and makeup, so you're gonna date me for what I look like every day.
You sound like a pleasure to be around.
She is, and
really?
She's right.
Hold on to your man, Elizabeth, because good luck to you.
With both hands.
I will. Thank you.
I mean that in the best way.
Yes.
Sounds like you have a good man. All right. Yes. Thank you, Elizabeth.
You're welcome. Bye.
Same thing.
Jason?
Yes, sir.
We're continuing this dumbass news.
How you guys doing this morning?
Good. I'm tired.
I hear you.
Worn out.
That's it. Worn out.
You know, I might be the dumbass here, but this whole thing with false advertisement, come on, it's the truth. You cannot be putting up what you don't look like. You know, I agree with Ashley and the previous caller about false advertisement. That's like going out and buying a giant truck so you can move things around because it looks like it has a huge bed, and when you get there, it can't even fit a chair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I've seen that. I've been in that situation.
What are we talking about?
A giant truck
We're talking
can't move
about
a chair.
False advertising. Women
get
should
off
not
the phone.
No, you're right.
Get off the phone.
Good job. You're right.
And thank you.
He's right. He's absolutely right.
I would think a giant truck can move a chair.
It's like if you take photos of your
place.
Did
that make any sense to you?
None.
Listen.
Nothing has made sense
listen,
so far.
Listen.
Around 8:20 is when it ended.
If you take a photo of your house to put on the market and you use a wide fisheye lens.
Why are you talking to me?
Because.
You know what's cool? I just go like this with the headphones.
Ow.
And she's gone. Oh, I should have done it from the
beginning.
Did
you just ask her why she's talking to you? Could it be that we all work together?
Oh, I know that.
Oh, okay.
I was just trying to make it stop.
Does she know at this point? I don't even know if she knows what's happening
You've
anymore.
You made your point over and over again. I get it.
Well,
Hold
you're on. Sitting there with your fingers out in your face.
Yeah, because I
Kim in White Plains.
Stab my brain.
It's got a migraine.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Kim.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. So, I'm calling as a professional photographer, actually, who used to do this for women. So, you know, some of them had, most of them did their own makeup. But what we did is we went to different locations when I lived in the city, and we just took photos of them feeling their best. And, like, their smile came out, their confidence went up. They went from going from so nervous about doing an online profile and not feeling good about themselves to feeling really good about themselves. And they totally looked like themselves. They didn't look made up. They didn't look fake. Some of these women I knew for a while. Some of them I didn't know for very long. But it was like their true nature came out. And that's what you get with a professional. Like, a real good photographer is going to bring your best out instead of looking like, you know, you're just cut out of a photo of you standing with like four other people, right, which looks really bad. I totally agree with the person. Not everybody can afford it. I did it for very inexpensive or free for friends. And it was just like a little experiment. We just went to like really cool places, like some of their favorite restaurants.
That's great.
So it doesn't have to be a big deal. Yeah, but I could see like their confidence totally shot up. So I would suggest it for as many people that can do it, but especially don't crop yourself out of a photo with a bunch of people, because that's, you know, that doesn't look good. And this comes from someone who never wears makeup.
Thank you.
You know, you don't need to. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kim from White Plains had a soothing voice that calmed the room.
Nice.
It was like playing music for a savage beast.
Right. Nice.
Am I the beast in the situation?
Calmed everything. Concerto. Just the room and it's just in general.
And so now, here comes a storm again.
Imagine you're looking up.
Alyssa in Colebrook.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Hello.
So, I wanted to get in on the conversation.
Excellent.
So, I've been married very happily for about 10 years now, but I'm very lucky because my husband and I still are just smitten with one another. And, you know, I was thinking about back when I was still in the dating world. And, you know, I think that there's this balance that is important to strike where you want to show the person that they are worth you wanting to impress them within reason. So not going above and beyond, I do agree with this false advertising idea. However, I think there's also, you know, you don't want to show up like a schlep. You don't want to be like,
are you
hey,
playing both sides?
All of it.
Nothing more annoying than someone saying, I agree with this one, and I agree with that one, too. That's the point.
Right in the line. Just wanted to get on the air. I just want my voice heard.
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.